Enjoy your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. Trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Home Show Garden Pros begins right now. So if you're just tuning in, the show's just starting, so that's what we do. We just tune in at the beginning. And here we talk about gardening. So maybe the greatest single activity a human being can do on the face of the earth is gardening. You're a man against nature, man with nature, all of that. So it is the ultimate battle, competition. And it's fitting we're here on Sports Radio 610 because, you know, it's a competition with yourself. So I did a lot of gardening yesterday, from mowing my already lush lawn to a bunch of veggies to cutting back some dead and not dead trees. So that was kind of fun. I'll get some advice from Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens later about some of my citrus, but really good stuff. I'm seeing some new life, new growth. Very exciting. Hopefully you are too. So here on the show, again, it's all about gardening, and we have kind of access to these garden experts, our co-op members, and I'll tell you a little about how we do that. We gather these experts from all these incredible destination garden centers, so beautiful places worth a visit all over the city. I'm just going to give you a list here of these awesome spots. Michael Wagner's from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center up there in Kingwood, the livable forest, as they say. Down southwest, you got Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, and we have the Linderman family in. You know, Joey and Danny come in on a regular basis. Both those places are just so great. Such great selections, such great visits, good times. Plants for All Seasons, up 249, just past Louetta. So it's right there on the feeder road, really easy to get to. And again, they actually do have plants for all seasons. Incredible selection. And lastly, but of course not leastly, a lot of leaves in there. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. So Katy's go-to spot for gardening. So those are our places. We really get them in. They're dishing out gardening information. We have a special guest today, John Ferguson with Nature's Way Resources. We're going to dig into some stole stuff, but he knows a ton about plants too. So we'll be able to answer whatever comes up. So without further ado, Michael Wagner, greetings. Well, so we're not hearing Michael right now, but that's okay because we will hear him. 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you too. So a lot of stuff should be on your mind this morning, from what to do in your lawn. So I'm seeing a lot of compaction in the lawn, and you know that can be an issue just with new growth as it comes forward. That leads to more weeds, which I can't tell you how many emails I get about weeds. Every week people are like, what's this weed? How do I get rid of it? And usually it's a very short season weed that people are dealing with. Another compaction issue that can lead to in the lawn is overwatering and fungal problems. And so you can imagine if you have a bowl there in your lawn where the soil is compacted, it's like a hardened clay bowl and you're storing water there. Well, that's breeding ground for fungus. And so this is where we got to focus on uncompacting the lawn. So we're going to talk about that a lot with Michael because Warren Southern Gardens has great soils. And, you know, as we talk to him, we should be able to do that, hear from him. Another thing that I know Michael loves to explore is the many varieties of awesome shrubs we have in the city. So fruit-bearing shrubs, pollinator shrubs, and the man just loves soils too. So a lot of stuff. We want to hear from you also. We want to hear what's on your mind. 281-496-5711. We've got a break here, and we will get Michael all figured out. No worries there, you guys. 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros.
Stop root disease before it kills. pre-treat your plants with Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control. Use as a drench to protect roots from soil diseases and root rot. Organically triggers your plant's immune system, improving nutrient uptake and overall plant health. Use as a foliar spray to control powdery mildew, leaf spots, rust, fire blight, and other diseases. Grab Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control at your favorite Garden Pro Nursery, MontereyLawnGarden.com.
We want your food waste. Seriously, we're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started, visit startcomposting.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
Welcome back, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. So we want to hear from you, 281-496-5711. You know, a lot of times the show gets towards the end. We're a two-hour show here from 7 to 9, and everybody's getting all their calls in at the very end. So great thing to do is to call early. If you got a question, someone else has that question. We get a little more time if you give us a call a little bit earlier, 281-496-5711. So, you know, it's a live show, and we talk about a lot of different products that we really believe in. One of those is MicroLife. A lot of y'all have heard of it, used it. We get a lot of compliments like, hey, thanks so much for sharing that about MicroLife. Really helped save my grass, my bushes. This time of year, we're in full flush. So my pecan trees leafed out, got a lot of good growth on a lot of good plants. And we're seeing, you know, a lot of growth. And if you got citrus that's coming back, well, now is a great time to make sure you're fertilizing everything. Those plants are using up soil nutrients. They're using up soil kind of energy, carbon in the soil, and you got to get that stuff back in there. That is where the MicroLife 624 in the green bag, it's their multipurpose, and it really is good for everything. So around that, you know, around that big pecan tree, I'm putting a bunch of 624 down, but I'm also putting down their Humates Plus. This is the purple bag. It is a mineral pack. Humic acid is this real carbon-rich material that opens up clay soils, improves drainage. And so it's a great thing to put under this pecan tree. Now, the pecan tree needs zinc, too, specifically, to make the pecan shells. Very specific need it's got. But with all of that, I am opening the soil up, and it's going to mean that that pecan tree is healthier and its new growth is healthier. It'll drop fewer limbs, make more fruit. And it's just true for all of our shrubs and bushes. If it's freeze recovery, if it's spring health, if it's summer resilience, MicroLife can help. Another liquid fertilizer by them that I just love is the Super Seaweed. It is really, really great. Really great stuff. Michael, I know that you you like some MicroLife stuff. What are a couple of your favorites?
Well, Super Seaweed is probably my favorite. And it seems to always do exactly what I'm hoping it does with right. The plants. They have a whole line of products, especially in the dry products, for ultimate for vegetables, tomato foods. They're all just great. But Super Seaweed is probably one of my favorites. Ocean Harvest is right up there, too. So I think with either one of them, you'll be extremely happy with your results.
And that is what you get. You get results, greener plants, deeper roots, kind of everything you want. And the great thing, too, it's completely safe for plants, kids, and pets. So a fertilizer you can put out and the kids can play that next day, incredible stuff. So check out their website, microlifefertilizer.com. Got a lot of great information there about all their great products. So good stuff there. Michael, how are you this morning?
Doing well. We finally got the communication set up properly, or at least I've got a good education on how to do it. So we're ready to go with some problems this morning and see if we can make some solutions.
You know, that's what we do here. We find solutions. Usually it's not technology. I mean, we're not home show technology pros. Thank goodness, because yeah. I would not be good at that. But we're here garden pros. And, you know, we like to connect to the callers, you know, 281-496-5711. But, you know, we're here all the time. I get a lot of text messages through the weeks, like just a message from a guest, a listener that has a question. They can text me via the Facebook page, and we can talk there. We get a lot of emails from Facebook and from our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. And every week I like to lift one up to our co-op member, our expert that's on. So are you ready for this one? It's a bug one.
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's from Josh. Josh says, I've got some orange or reddish brown bugs that are only visible when there are hundreds or thousands of them. I sprayed them once, but now they're back. I don't want to be spraying a bunch of harsh bug sprays if I can help it. Sprayed them with permethrin the one time I sprayed about 2 months ago, then sprayed the plant down with water directly after the poison in hopes of not causing damage. Now they're back and have built some webs in the back of my Chinese arborvitae. So they're on a cedary plant. So it sounds like he's talking about mites to me.
Spider mites, yeah. That's one of our main culprits that we have here. And they're actually starting a little bit earlier than normal. That's usually a summer insect that we have to deal with. Man, it's tough to control. There's only one product that really does a great job with them. And I wouldn't recommend that for your gardens or your edible plants or anything in your yard. Sometimes we get some pretty good control with molasses on plants and insects. I probably don't really know the technical thing is, but my understanding is that a lot of insects are unable to digest sugars. I think it's only the honeybee and the sugar ant that can. So consequently, they don't feed and get onto things that they can't digest. It makes them very ill. That's what I know. Danny may know a little bit more about that than I do. Molasses have been a go-to source and somewhat effective.
That's really great. Yeah, what we used at Herman Park when we were dealing with mites of any kind, spider mites on spider mites really love these like airy, open, dry weather plants like Italian cypress, ash juniper, the arborvitaes. And they will get on the dust. And Houston is surprising a very high dust town for plants because it's a stickier dust. We don't see it as much like you would in Lubbock or something like that. But what you can do is you get your power washer, not power washer, just your spray hose, and you spray the plant once a week, knock off all that dust. That's preventative. Michael, have you had much experience doing predatory mites?
No, I have not.
So that is really where we unlocked thrip control, spider mite control, was we got in predatory mites. And there's a website called Arbico. So Arbico, if you just Google Arbico, it's a website. And they deliver specialized predators. And there's a couple mites that eat spider mites. They live in your soil. You get them there. They stay there. Pretty cool stuff. So, but on those dry weather plants like cypress and arborvitae, it's really important to rinse them off with high-pressure water pretty often. Pretty often. So great job there. We got the email question of the week answered. So hope that helps. What are some questions you guys are getting a lot of in the store these days?
Danny, it's mostly Danny. Mostly refers to frozen plants.
Yeah.
You know, how long do I wait? I've got a little green tip here. What shall I do? My citrus trees are rooting up from the ground. They're putting on new growth. Is it going to live? Is it going to produce fruit? And all those questions are individual answers. It's really hard to say. If you have a citrus and the growth seems to be coming below the bud union, most likely that's just the wild root stock, and your production will not be there. So I would replant or remove as best as you can. We get a lot on palm trees. That's still a wait and see game. We're waiting to see for new growth. Some of these trees are so big you can really can't get up there and take a look at the heart of the plant and see what's going on. But I feel like most of them have pretty much run their course. We encourage people to examine the plant that has just one little sprout coming out. Mm. And how is that going to look in your landscape?
Right.
You know, you may just have one side of a little bush that's coming there. So you don't want to miss the planting season, and you certainly don't want to have unnecessary expenditure that you don't have to. So we kind of encourage people to, if they want to watch these plants and see how they take off and try some fertilizers and some different things, fill in with a little color in some of those areas.
Yeah.
You know, the bedding is still readily available. You can really spruce up some little areas in that. Maybe go for some perennials in some of those places where you take a plant or two out. There's lots of great perennials that
absolutely
will lend to our summer. We have just tremendous amounts of them in the store right now. And so there's a little ways you can change your landscape a little bit. But again, some of the plants, the tropical plants that we grow here, there's not a substitute for them.
Right.
So if hibiscus is your choice of plants by the pool and the pot where you sit out there in sun, then that's what you're going to have to plant. And we'll always run the risk of having some cold winters that may damage the plants, but maybe not as severe as we had.
Yeah, we're definitely trying to get people to not overreact, not write off Japanese blueberries and hibiscus and, you know, bottle brush forever. But people, you know, you lose a plant like that at a mid event like that and gets related to stress and gets related to, you know, loss. And so it's like people, you know, like, I just don't want a blueberry again. I'm like, well, everything's going to be fine. So anyway, I'm sure you guys are doing a lot of sort of horticultural grief counseling in a sense.
There's a fair amount of plants. If you don't want to plant blueberry, I think one of the most underused plants that we do in Houston is cherry laurel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a great – the old Prunus carolina, not the cultivars like Bright and Tight and Golf Beauty and some of those things. Those are just cultivars of plants that have a little bit different growth. They're still the same parent plant. But there's nothing finer than a big cherry laurel tree, evergreen.
Yeah.
They have pretty nice little white flowers on them in the spring. They'll hide your property. They'll do all kinds of things. Vitex has been coming on strong in the landscape. Wax myrtle, which is our native plant, is coming on strong.
Good mosquito control on that one, too.
Yeah. Big yopans, the native Houston pride, and some of those really bury up nicely in the fall and will easily make 10 to 15 feet for a screen. So there's still some options out there besides the blueberry.
Absolutely. And East Palatka holly, the Eagleford holly, like Eagleston.
Right.
But there's all those great hollies, too. And so, yeah, there's a lot. That's a good little list of Japanese blueberry replacements. It's never been one of my favorite plants, but a lot of people have really enjoyed having them. So all good plants there. Great list, Michael, just kind of off the top of your head. Very impressive. Very impressive. You mentioned perennials, and we're going to explore that a little bit. That is the fastest, easiest, best way to get bang back in your landscape and do that pollinator wildlife sort of approach. So we're going to explore that when we get back from this quick break. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
One of our customers recently brought in a handful of weed that was taking over his lawn. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. I quickly recognized it as Virginia buttonweed and provided him with a couple of products and the advice to help him out. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. Come visit us. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to fit every budget. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or find us online at southwestfertilizer.com.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
Start planning ahead with your perennial flowers. A slight pruning will lead to loads of consistent May flowers. Now, back to loads of information with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, this is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. We'll be working hard to find what our customers need. But keep in mind, if you can't find what you're looking for on your first trip, I'm sure we'll be getting it in soon. We have trucks coming in 7 days a week to keep up with the demand. Don't forget to apply some mild organic fertilizer to your plants to help them recover. MicroLife Ocean Forest or the Fox Farm Boomerang is a great product to use. We've got all your vegetable and herb plants that need to be planted this time of year, so come on out and get your garden going. Tomatoes, peppers, squash, cucumber, okra, zucchini, we've got it all. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Greatwood and Sugarland. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359, which is convenient to West Houston and Cinco Ranch. You can reach us on Facebook and Instagram at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. And don't forget, if we don't answer our phones, we're still here 7 days a week. So just come on out and see us. Now back to Michael and Danny.
That's right. Thanks, Joey. Joey's a good guy up there, and Shannon's doing a great job. Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens here, dishing out information. And we just did some great information there on some Japanese blueberry replacements. People coming in with lawn questions much? I'm getting a lot of weed questions. What's this weed?
Tremendous. Tremendous amount of weeds. You know, again, it's a soil issue.
Right.
Mother Nature is doing her job, and she's going to send up what's best suited for that particular soil issue, whether it's compaction, which is the biggest part of what we have, just not enough oxygen in the soil for it to do really well. And aeration is probably the one thing people should consider if they have a really bad weed problem. A few things here or there that's easy to contend with a little vinegar, if you don't mind browning your grass a little bit, or a little Agrolon. That's our go-to for safety in just about all things for weed control. But it's about the soil, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And the main problem that we have is if something's growing where it doesn't belong, it becomes a weed. And unfortunately, we have a lot of grasses and grassy weeds that permeate the lawns at this time of year. So they're out with their Spectracide lawn and weed killer, or their Roundup weed killer, and they're not addressing what their real problem is.
Mm.
So they're damaging their lawn. They're contaminating their soils. So try to get the correct information. Don't just throw something out. We usually don't do that with our health. We call the doctor. We go visit the doctor if it seems severe. So bring some samples by. Let us see what you're treating. What is your problem? This may be real easy to take care of. So weeds are the big problem right now. Our recommendation is mow them and fertilize them. Use MicroLife 624. And that's kind of our go-to to get the soil turned back around a little bit. I definitely insist on humates at least twice a year.
Yeah.
It's just incredible as to what that product does on a lawn. And you have to see it to believe it. But my lawn has been green for 6 weeks, and it's MicroLife and humates.
There you go. Nice.
And I'm excessive, too, so it's probably a little greener than most. But it just does it. It's there. It works. So
absolutely. I did get one photo that somebody sent me of a weed, and it was spiderwort. You know, that kind of one that's sort of hard to grow, you know.
Yeah, really, right.
And here it is growing in these huge bunches in their lawn. I was like, you dig that out and put your landscape bed. That's
put that in your landscape, though. You're fortunate there. The weed gods smile down on
you. Yeah, they did.
And
they're
like,
what does it mean about my soil? I was like, you know, it probably means you're doing pretty good with your soil.
Yeah, yeah. Soil is in pretty good shape.
That was really funny, though. I was like, can I have some?
I can come over and dig some for you.
Yeah, yeah. What about liquids? Do you do much spraying, overspraying on your lawn with liquids? Or you kind of stick to those two dry tractor leathers?
I just stay with the two dry things.
Yeah.
They've just worked best for me. And I can do it in a hurry. I can grab a handful of something and throw it around my plants and walk away.
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry that I've burned them in any. I just have to keep my dog out of it.
Yeah, yeah, man. Dogs love microlife.
Oh, yeah, they love it.
But if you wet it, it breaks down pretty quickly. And so that is one thing, is right before a rain or like watered in, something like that.
Right.
Because I looked out one time after. Well, if you look at the microlife bag of food, or a lot of these, it's the same with a lot of these kind of great organic fertilizers. And it's like dog treats. It's like alfalfa meal, fish meal. Yeah, molasses. It's like the stuff they put in dog treats.
Right.
It's so, really funny.
Wow. But there's the microlife products are just great. We encourage people to, on planting trees and large shrubs and, you know, anything, but especially the big stuff, we always recommend to throw a little mycorrhizal.
Yes, right.
In with the soil. It's in our soil, but the question is, how far is it from the roots? Mm-hmm. How long will it take the roots to get over to it? So if we throw this around and dust the roots and water it down a little bit, we have a really good defense mechanism during the summer to go out and get water and nutrition and things like that for plants.
Absolutely.
So it's a good thing, and people should think about that, especially with blueberries.
Is there a brand that you like?
MicroLife.
Oh, gotcha. Kind of that is in the MicroLife's bag.
Well, they have a mycorrhizal in a 7-pound jar.
Nice, nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, it works out really well. We're kind of fond of that guy.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, making just incredible stuff and really kind of generous in a lot of ways, too. There's a Wild Root is another one that's easy to use. They've kind of made their granules a little bit bigger, and so it actually goes in a spreader, and it's good stuff. But anyway, awesome. Well, great information there. And hopefully that helps people with their lawn, overarching lawn view. And I love what you said about the soil and nature's just kind of telling you what your problem is by what your actual weeds are. So pretty cool stuff there. 281-496-5711. We're going to keep the conversation going. We're going to pop into edibles a little bit after this, but 281-496-5711. Michael Wagner here from Warren Southern Gardens, and we are talking gardening.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back, Home Show Garden Pros. Here we are on Sports Radio 610. Talking gardening with Michael Wagner. And I want to talk a little bit about an incredible liquid fertilizer. Didn't come up when we were talking lawns, but I know a lot of greenskeepers use it for reviving turf at golf courses, and that's the Rev. So Rev, like, because you can rev up your seeds and your roots and your plants. It is a organic growth stimulant. Incredible stuff. Faster growing veggies, healthier plants, lawns, trees, kind of works on everything. Adds essential carbon in humic acid form, and microbial kind of food is a great way to look at it there. It has shown incredible results in improving root mass. And so as we talk about freeze recovery, really pushing those roots is a great way to get more plants growing. More blooms, more fruits, longer blooms, all of these are results of using Rev. 100% natural, really, really cool. Great for seed soaks, really wonderful for foliar sprays. That's why I ask about the lawns, because it's a foliar spray when you're spraying something over your lawn, and it works really well for kind of improving turf maintenance practices. Available at almost all of our co-op places. Warren's has it for sure. What's your take on the Rev there, Michael?
It's great. I like it, especially for a foliar type application.
Absolutely.
Tablespoon to a gallon of water and off you go. It's amazing what carbon does and how important it is.
Right.
especially in the soil. If you can do a little soil drench around your plants, it's incredible because carbon is what plants need. They need air. They need oxygen, at least 25% to perform well. So we can boost it along, and it's actually pretty easy to get a hose attachment sprayer now. They're very convenient, easy to use, and fill it up and set it on a tablespoon or two tablespoons and spray your plants. And you'll see a difference in 3 days, 2 to 3 days.
Yeah, that's awesome.
There's a remarked difference in it.
And to think a tablespoon for a gallon is just not very much, you know, and it makes a bottle that go so far.
Well, you know, when you do things like that and you see it, then you realize the importance of important, just a minute ingredient or element that's missing. And you get the soil where the microbes can do their things. They need lots of food. I think I read somewhere where they eat, die, and poop at the rate of 1 billion per second.
Wow.
So
wow.
we have to keep nourishing those guys.
Heck
and replenishing the soil. There's a lot of them, and they're doing a lot for us. So
that's the least
we can do for them is throw a little bit around there. And it just a good healthy plant just doesn't have the insect problems and things that some people incur with weak plants, or maybe the soil is not quite as good as it should be, or the watering is off. So you can sometimes correct these things, and it makes gardening a lot more enjoyable and a lot more pleasant when you go out and pick tomatoes rather than worry about picking insects and fungus and all those kind of things out there. That tomato tastes pretty good.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot better than that caterpillar does, for sure.
Exactly.
Well, Rev is a great, great product. Check out their website, organicrev.com, and it works great on tomatoes if you're trying to get the most out of tomatoes. So 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. We're going to talk to Greg. Greg, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, Greg.
Good morning. So I heard your comment about aeration of the lawn, and I have done that to our lawn before. Mm. And that's, you know, I know where to go get the aeration machines and do that. Now, one year we had a professional company come out and top dress with compost, and they had a fancy-dancy gasoline-powered compost spreader. I've looked on the internet, and I cannot find those things for rent.
I don't know where they are for rent. Green Pro has them. Michael, do you use those when y'all do your compost spreading?
We do, but we have two of them. And I'd have to find out where the lawn division purchased them from. Mm-hmm. But they're pretty good sized machines, but they're easily handled.
Well, Greg,
maneuver around.
I'll say this real quick. I'm sorry. Keep going. Keep going, Michael.
I was just saying, if you could call me Monday at the office, I can try to find out from them where we buy them from.
Well, I don't want to buy one.
Okay. You want to rent one? I just don't know of anybody that rents those.
I think we crunched the numbers one time, Greg, and having like Warren Southern Gardens come out and spread compost was about the same price as when renting that equipment from these kind of professional tool renters that do it. Does that make sense? So it's like just had them come out. When you added the price of the compost, the price of the rental, it turns out the labor was free. So it was like, oh, okay, well, you guys can do it. I will say this, though, Greg, is we didn't mention aeration. We mentioned oxygen in the soil. And Michael's favorite way to get oxygen in the soil is not aeration.
Oh?
It's opening the soil up with humic acid. Right, Michael? I mean, speaking truth.
It's just a real easy thing to do, and it works. And so the MicroLife Humates, 40-pound bag, covers about 3,000 square feet twice a year, and it's unbelievable.
So it's interesting because you said it's real easy to do and it works. And, Greg, I might argue the exact opposite for aerating. It's really hard to do, and it doesn't work very long. It doesn't have a real long-lasting effect, where putting down something like humic acid or Rev or a lot of this stuff lasts a long time and it builds on itself. And so that's where it's like, hey, maybe we get to actually have an opportunity to do something that's easier and works better. So maybe that's a good thing to do, and you can, you know, save some of your rental bucks once you find that compost spreader.
Generally with aeration, it's a really good quick means of opening up the soil so you can get some things down in there a little bit deeper where
right.
it needs to be, and it gives a little oxygen, and it gets the process going. People that aerate, yeah, I tell them, you could probably aerate twice a year, and then maybe every other year or every third year. And just use humates, and your problem will be solved.
Oh, okay. So I apologize. I don't know the difference. So is that the same as this MicroLot 624, or is that a different product?
It's a different material. It's 004, and it's
okay.
just all it's called humates. And it's like all the MicroLife products. If you come and buy it from me and I sell it to you, if you don't like it, I give you money back. It's just that simple.
So which one do I go for, the 624 or the 004 humates?
Do the humates.
Oh, okay.
If you're trying to loosen your soil up, that's the best way to go. And now there's a lot of humic acid in compost, and so compost top dressing is a phenomenal thing to do. So, I mean, you got a lot of good options, but as far as, like, if you want to put it all in a spreader, you can even do both at one time. And so that's maybe something to do, is to put them out both at one time. I mean, Michael, that's his approach to lawns. That's pretty much all he does in the lawn. So
that's it. Those two things.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, well, thanks so much for the time.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. So great question there. But, yeah, kind of a myth. You know, they did some studying on aeration. And if you didn't follow up with something down in the holes, like compost or the stuff you're talking about, Michael, the effect really kind of went away pretty quick. And so something to just be aware of is when it comes down to it, you know, getting that carbon in the soil does more than almost anything else.
Exactly.
281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants add beauty and color to landscaping, require less water while thriving in our clay soil. They're just tough to find in Southeast Houston until now. Think hardware, Friendswood Hardware, and native plants. Friendswood Hardware has Landscaper's Pride soils, Nature's Way Resources composts, MicroLife fertilizers, gardening tools, pots, seeds, and native plants. Perfect for your home. Friendswood Hardware is easy to find. Look for the giant hammer. Friendswood Hardware, 203 West Edgewood. Online at friendswood-hardware.com.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons. We are at the nursery and open doing business. This weather is beautiful and spring is in full force. We are totally loaded on everything you need, from herbs, vegetables, flowers. You want to spruce up your pot or make your yard greener. Compost tea is fresh and ready on the weekends. Our brewmasters have mastered the recipe. You can bring your own bucket or purchase one of our 2-gallon buckets and fill it up. Nothing makes your yard greener than a nice dose of compost tea. Quench its thirst.
The big question right now is, how do I kill my weeds? Well, bring your samples of your weeds in and we'll give you solutions. That's what we offer, are solutions to your everyday gardening problems. If you're thinking about a vegetable garden, we'll get your tomatoes in as soon as possible. Every week that goes by, the tomato selection is going to decrease, so don't wait to get your tomatoes planted. And this weekend at Plants for All Seasons, we are loaded with vegetables and fresh herbs in stock.
Our address is 21328 State Highway 249, just north of Louetta on the northbound feeder. Check out Plants for All Seasons on our Facebook page and at plantsforallseasons.com. And now back to Michael and Danny.
That is right. Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center here dishing out garden information. So what's the big difference between the two spots you guys have up there?
Well, they're very much alike and they're very different.
Right.
We carry pretty much the same plant material.
Okay.
Bedding, herbs, tomatoes, all the MicroLife products, all the Landscaper Pride products, our products. We do have a very, very extensive and nice gift shop in the Kingwood store. Carmen does a tremendous job there with displays and just the most current things that are on the market, the candles, the air fresheners, Christmas decor, Easter decor, everything for the holiday. So it's really a neat place. They sell a lot of different purses and scarves and T-shirts and all these kind of things. Really upscale and some really nice gifts for someone. So if you're by a stop, pick up a plant, pick up a candle,
and
go right along. But everybody should go in there and see the gift shop. It's really nice. It's just been redone.
It would be cool to give somebody like a gift of like a gardenia and a gardenia smelling candle.
You know, right, like, exactly. You can kind of mix and match the real with the unreal.
Yeah.
And so stop by there. It's a great place. Nick kind of heads up there, and there's some good gardeners that have been doing it for a long time. So we think we can help solve some of your problems with your gardening issues.
That's awesome. Well, a lot of people redoing stuff, and they're looking for, you know, new themes. And I would invite them here on Home Show Garden Pros to consider a smell good plant theme. I was stopped in my tracks by some gardenia recently, just like, whoa. That is so good. Now, I didn't notice it and was really close to it, but what are some other, you know, just really good smelling plants that people can go to?
Well, I mean, run down the list and do some thinking. Of course, gardenias are obviously number one. Some of the perennials and even some of the annuals have a pretty nice fragrance with just a little bit of a crush of a leaf, you know, brush by it and you get that. There's nothing like rosemary. That's one of my favorites.
And, I just spend so much time smelling rosemary.
Yeah, just walk by and pinch it, and then you know you have it on your hands and your clothes, and it's really nice. So
absolutely,
the fragrance. There are not a lot of them coming to me right at the moment.
Well, marigolds, you got the almond verbena.
Marigolds have a pretty good smell.
Oh yeah,
almond verbena. Yeah. Those are great.
So, hey, mine, I think, is just gone, surprisingly, through the freeze. Just, like, not even shooting back up. I need to pop that out and replace it, huh?
I think so.
Yeah, I was thinking about a native Friends tree.
Friends trees are nice. They've been extremely popular this year.
Do you think it would go on a espalier?
Sure. Yeah, you could do that if you could. You know, you probably want to start with a small plant.
Yeah, yeah.
But you could do that fine. Some people do pears, apples, magnolias. Little Jim magnolia is a great espalier plant.
Oh, that's cool.
It takes a little time. You can buy them on espaliers. We sell a lot of camellias on espaliers.
Okay, yeah, that's a great one.
You wind up with these little small planting areas in townhomes. You know, inside these little brick. Patio type things, and they work perfectly right up against the wall. It takes a little time. Star jasmine, lots of people use that.
See, the cool thing about some of those is the Little Jim and the camellia is they're evergreen, where like apples, you know, they kind of don't grow real fast or kind of weird, and then they're deciduous. They lose their leaves. And if I'm going to do a sideways 2D planting, which just like along a wall, I'd like that to be evergreen, you know, at least have some interest all the time.
So magnolias and camellias both work great.
Yeah.
In that.
Yeah, some camellias smell good. Camellias, marigolds. Cool. Well, that's so funny. We got into the espalier front, but I'm going to try that fringe tree. It's a native fringe tree. I got it as a gift, and it, you know, be cool to do something. And funny enough, my wife didn't really like the smell of almond verbena. She thought it was too strong. So,
on your tree, did you get the native one or did you get
it's a native, yeah.
That's to me, that's the prettiest one. That's the one they call Grancy Graybeard.
Mm.
And it has just the little tiny...
lacy almost.
Yeah, just a real lacy little thing that hangs down, would look like an old man's beard.
Nice.
You know, just like that. We sell more retusa, which is the one that has the big flower, the one you see all over town.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, it's kind of cool. It's like the retusa is like the flowers are above the leaf, so you see right. them more, and then the native one, it's below the leaf, but it's still, they both get so many flowers. So.
Oh, yeah, they're both exquisite, but it's been a real popular tree this
yeah.
year.
Yeah, well, Michael, there is the hugest one in Meyerland on the way to my house. It's like two stories. It is in full glory right now. Basically, it's like an advertisement for a friend's tree. Right. It's so gorgeous, and the bark on them is really pretty.
It is. It's a nice tree, and this has been a really good year having the extreme cold we did for some length of time, because it's really brought the blooms out in a lot of plants.
Absolutely.
Vernalization is a real key part to flower production and how they look. And so it's really given us an opportunity to really see some of these plants in their glory.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's was a good thing and it was a bad thing.
Sure, sure. But yeah, it's good to celebrate the good parts of it for sure.
Yes.
281-496-5711. What's on your mind? This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Revitalize plants from the big freeze with MicroLife fertilizers. Your lawn and garden needs food, minerals, and hormones for recovery. Nourish your outdoor family with a healthy drench of MicroLife Ocean Harvest in the blue bottle, followed by a generous feeding of MicroLife 624 in the green bag. Give your outdoor family the TLC they need, and they will love you for it. MicroLife. Healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. Download our free plant freeze recovery tips at microlifefertilizer.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Feed the earth, starve the landfill with Moonshot Compost at startcomposting.com. Monterey Lawn and Garden, superior solutions for every garden. Friendswood Hardware, organic solutions for healthy lawns and gardens. Now offering native plants.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
As we talk about a lot on this show, healthy landscaping and gardens are all about healthy soils. So if you can have a healthy soil, you can have productive soil, you can have healthy plants with a lot less fuss. Landscaper's Pride makes mulches and soils, kind of mixes that grow plants. So a couple of their great ones that I enjoy, the black humus is humus, and it's 100% aged pine, composted and screened. So it's smaller sizes, great for kind of topping off existing beds. If you want to get a nice black color, is a way to do it without any dyes. So that's a big deal, because the dyes are bad in multiple ways. That's good stuff. Their other one is Gardener's Magic that I really talk about all the time. It's that same black humus, but it's also mixed with some compost, some fertilizer already in there. It's great for raised beds. If you're starting from scratch in a bed, it's a fine thing to fill a bed with. Great for growing veggies. It's one of the very few soils that I've had success with actually growing veggies. And so good thing to add to your veggie bed, around your shrubs, your plants, those flowering beds that you're bringing back. Gardener's Magic is a great thing to do. So Landscaper's Pride is pretty ubiquitous. You can buy it a lot of places. All our co-op members have it. Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware. Good stuff, easy to get, and a good use for a lot of settings. So learn more about their great products at homeshowgardenpros.com. 281-496-5711. Here with Michael Wagner. We're dishing out gardening info, and we're going to kind of finish this up, wrap it up with just your list of great perennials that people can add to their beds. So,
well, there are so many.
Yes, that's so true.
It's hard to make a definite choice. For me, I think that the salvias that have come on the market in the last couple of years, the colors we've got. Maroon, orange colored ones. We've got blue, light blue, dark blue, white and blue mixed, and all the pollinators and things. We get them into the garden center, and the bees and stuff are just all over.
Yeah, there's light pink, fuchsia, almost and dark crimson. Like, yeah, oh my gosh, it's crazy.
It's
sizes?
Anywhere from 18 inches to 3 to 4 or 5 feet. So it's a great plant.
Yeah.
I think everyone should have one or two salvias in there. in their garden beds. The other one that I really like is Coreopsis.
Oh, nice.
I like the uptick variety. It stays very well compact. About four or five different color patterns that come with it, from yellows and reds to yellow and bronze, and very compact growing. It's like a big cushion out in your beds. Those are great. And of course, we always have our standbys, our asclepias. We need those for our butterflies.
Yes.
Butterfly weed. Gara is one of my favorites. There's a couple of new varieties. One is white, one is pink, and they have kind of a blotchy maroon foliage. Grow about 2 feet, and proliferous bloomers. The ones we got in yesterday were just in full bloom, and they're magnificent. I like porterweed.
Yeah,
I think it's a really good one. There's a clarodendron, musical notes, which is just it just adds a lot to the garden, the little dainty flower that looks like a treble clef. And they're pretty good. So there's just a whole bunch of perennials out there that we have. Rosemary, some of the low-growing varieties.
Right, yeah.
Are just great in the garden, and they're nice and evergreen.
Yeah, and they'll love the heat, and they can dry out really well, too. So they're nice where irrigation doesn't reach.
Right. So it's a good thing. And there's just a lot of those that need to be put into the landscape. So there's a possibility with those things to have a little less expense up front with the cost of the plant as opposed to a big 5 gallon or 10 gallon shrub, and make a little perennial garden.
Absolutely.
And with your things, those are pretty easy to do and to make. And the availability is great.
Yeah, absolutely. One of these days, I'm just going to have I'm going to make a landscape that's just a salvia landscape.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Just salvia, and have it just, you know, have all these different varieties and colors, and man, I'll have hummingbirds and butterflies and bees all over. It'll be so cool.
Exactly, and they'll be there. Let me tell you.
Yes, for sure. Well, Michael, great job as always, and a big thanks to Kingwood Garden Center and Warren Southern Gardens for giving you some time up here, dish out gardening information. Great job, as always.
All right. Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, thank you. We're going to have a quick conversation with Bob Patterson with Southwest Fertilizer, and then we'll talk with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources.
All right. Have a good day.
Oh, thanks, man. You too. Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
We want your food waste. Seriously, we're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight Moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your front porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started. Visit startcomposting.com.
Mulch is so key for keeping soil healthy. Mulch your trees and landscapes in April to protect them all summer long. Less water, healthier plants. It's the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Home Show Garden Pros, talking with the yard geek, Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer. And, you know, we love answering a question every week. Bob does a great job, so we're going to go straight to Cindy's question. Bob, you ready?
I am ready for Cindy's question.
Okay. My daughter is convinced we need a butterfly garden. So her daughter's convinced it, but Cindy's not a fan of milkweed. She asks, are there prettier plants than milkweed that attract butterflies?
Oh, absolutely. Number one, I'm glad that your daughter is interested in nature and wants to have butterflies in the garden. And it's a fun thing to do, even for the children, watching butterflies float around the different plants. It's just a lot of fun. But to answer her question, yes, milkweed is probably the most popular host plant in a butterfly garden, because the butterflies fly around the garden and drop eggs. The eggs hatch, of course, become the caterpillar, black and yellow caterpillar. Mm-hmm. He has to have something to eat on, he or she. Milkweed is probably the thing that most people plant to have in their garden, just to, you know, as their host plant, and gives them something to eat. You can also use like fennel. Fennel is an herb that grows. That's another good one. But to answer the question about other flowers, there's zinnias, lantana, pentas, salvia, verbena, calendulas. The list goes on and on. Danny, you probably have a list of 100 items, and then all of your hosts today will probably give you 20 more. I mean, there's lots of pretty flowers that are out there, perennials, wildflowers that will attract the butterflies. And
absolutely,
that's what you need to do. Have a little area of the yard that the butterflies can just meander through and fly through, and they do like the color and things like that. And it just, it's a wonderful thing. So, Cindy, I encourage you to do it for your daughter, and then, of course, I think for yourself, too. And as long as you can attract the butterflies with the pretty flowers, I think you will enjoy it immensely.
And, Bob, something she could consider is she's talking about tropical milkweed, but there's all these other beautiful milkweeds that are native, and that might be just the way to go.
You can get online and about monarch butterflies especially, and all sorts of things that you can do to attract butterflies and let them flourish. And believe me, and they're all, you know, pretty flowers. We need pollinators. We need all this stuff. And I encourage everyone to do something like that. We need all the help we can to get these pollinators going. So, yeah, it would be easy and be a lot of fun as well.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Folks, if you have any other questions or any other concerns, if you have a plant problem, just feel free to come by Southwest Fertilizer and let one of the yard geeks take a look at it. I have several here on staff. But if you like, just like Cindy did, send your question and maybe a picture to me at yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show Podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.